Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Jody Droz, Vice President with the Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce, about their Christmas lighting contest coming up tonight in Kelowna.
Kind of give us the nuts and bolts of how the contest works.
We're just asking people to decorate their houses, light it up, kind of bring some spirit to the community. We weren't able to have our Christmas in Kelowna, so we wanted to do something to raise the spirits. So Friday night, we'll have some chamber elves out and about looking at the different displays and judging them. You don't have to register. Just any house that has lights out will be judged, will be entered automatically. Then we'll tally our scores and we'll announce a first, second, and third place winner, as well as three honorable mentions. The prizes, we've asked area sponsors here in Kelowna to donate some of their products or services, and we have 15 to 20 sponsors that have donated items. And the last tally I had on the baskets, the total of the baskets is right around $1,800. So first prize basket's going to be around $700, which is just spectacular. I mean, it was more than I could imagine. So it's really worthwhile to put a light on your house.
Chamber members are going to do the judging. What kind of criteria is going into the judging as to determining who's got the best?
Any house that's decorated, really. Obviously, if somebody's gone all out and really has a ton of lights out and decorations, I would think their chances of getting judged in a higher rank is likely than somebody that doesn't put any lights out, obviously. That's the only criteria, is to have some lights out.
Okay. Now, is your Christmas lighting contest an annual event?
This is the inaugural event. So we have often talked about it. I also have helped chair the Christmas in Kelowna Committee the last couple of years, and it's something that we've talked about. And I believe even in the history of Kelowna's Christmas in Kelowna, they have done some kind of lighting contest, talking with Nancy over at the village. I believe that there has been something in the past, but it's for this year, since we had to cancel Christmas in Kelowna, it was really disappointing, but we thought this was something we could easily throw together without a lot of effort and a lot of time and still hopefully get a lot of participation and raise the spirits of everyone a little bit.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the impacts of COVID-19 and canceling Christmas in Kelowna. I know that was not an easy decision for you guys.
No, it wasn't easy at all. It was very difficult. But when it came right down to it, pictures with Santa were not going to be the same. We weren't going to be able to figure that out logistically. And not so much we could say no child on Santa's lap, or we could put up barriers or require masks. But you know, in the past, there's just been such a long and lengthy line going clear out the building and down the sidewalk. And we just didn't have enough police to make sure that everybody was complying, and nobody wanted that. It's typically a happy Christmas event, so we didn't want to be telling people, you stand 6 feet apart, put your mask on. We didn't want to be responsible for really adding maybe a negative message to the whole event. But we were right down to the wire still planning on doing it and trying to keep it as safe as possible, but then all of a sudden the numbers just went up and up, and it just didn't make any sense anymore. We thought it was the responsible thing to do for all those concerned and everybody in the community.
And how has COVID-19 maybe affected some of your other activities throughout the year?
I would say we haven't really done too much activity-wise. The state fair is usually a big event for the chamber, and that was canceled. And the fall festival, I know, was a big factor for the historical society in town. And our Kelowna Fun Days was canceled again because of the COVID-19 virus. So we haven't been able to really bring a lot of activity and joy and everything to the community. I know an outside person did a really wonderful job doing a farmer's market, which just was perfect timing. Numbers were down. It was an outdoor event, so it lended itself to social distancing. That brought a lot of people to the community, and I think a lot of our retailers are very thankful for that. We are looking at, as the numbers come down and hopefully a vaccine is available soon in larger numbers, and we'd like to have some kind of celebration, hopefully, early in the year as possible. It's usually a slower time for our retailers anyway, the January, February, March time frame. If things seem to be under control, having some nice celebration to bring some people to the community and help our retailers out.
Of course, at this time of year, they still have time to shop locally for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Always want to promote shopping local, and I know our retailers have wonderful, very unique items that you just can't find at the mall or, you know, some bigger cities. So there are just some very unique boutiques here in town, the coffee house and the chocolates and everything. There's just a little bit of everything. You can really one-stop shop here in Kelowna and get everything you need. And it would be such a blessing for our retailers to have people come to Kelowna and to shop locally here and cross off what's on their Christmas list.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jody Droz with the Kelowna Area Chamber of Commerce. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.